Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post. I know what you've been waiting for, and you know what you've been waiting for, too. Let's hope they cross over. What I think you've been waiting for is some merch from The Last Post. Merch is short for merchandise in the industry. We call it the IND. We don't. If you want some Last Post merch, we have done an exclusive promotional deal with the Rock/Island 2020 presidential campaign to bring you some campaign t-shirts. Rock/Island 2020. Go to thebuglepodcast.com and click on the merch button to buy our merch or merchandise if you're not in the IND. Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. This is your host, Alice Fraser speaking, the Alice Fraser from the dimension you're listening in, not the other one. As you probably know, these episodes of The Last Post come into my inbox via a glitch in the space-time continuum that opened on the 1st of January this year, and I share them with you lucky people throughout the week. For listeners who can't keep up with a daily dose of stupendous satire, on Saturday, I give you this roundup of the best moments of the week. Today's episode marks the 17th of October. Coming up, you'll be comfortably traversing through the news from Alison Spittle, Andy Zaltzman and Josh Gondelman, favourites all, as well as a retrospective of the commemorative Dancy Lagarde special, looking back on the works of that much-loved and self-published romance maven. But we start the roundup with Monday's episode, episode number 286, when a very special guest, the American, zoomed in on his jet ski with news of what's happening in the world of hobbies in America in an episode which contained some extremely leisurely Alice Fraser jokes.
I can't recommend enough a jet ski, because, and spare no expense. Don't get one of these things for $5,000. You got to go up a bit, you know, $20,000-$30,000 and something fast, you know, something you can get you where you want to go. And,
I mean, where do you want to go on a jet ski? Surely where you can go is limited by, like, the bodies of water.
Yeah, but you'd be surprised. You can navigate around that. You know what I mean? You can find different – there's a lot of little, like, ravines and things, you know. Like, sometimes, you know, there's bad traffic. Let's say I'm stuck in traffic going to, like, you know, Christmas dinner or something like that. You know, and I'm like, I don't want to be in traffic, so I'll just pull off. I'll find a body of water, and I'll just, you know, get as close to where I am going as I can in the water, and then I'll get off and I'll, you know, either hitchhike or call a friend to pick me up.
And now to Tuesday, episode 287, another very special day on The Last Post, as Alice took a moment to look back and appreciate some of the finest works from the pen, quill, pencil, typewriter, or scrawled in mud with the tip of your finger of Dancy Lagarde. The episode also featured some extremely lascivious Alice Fraser comedy. And in the modern world, of course, we want our supernatural romance historical fiction to be inclusive, which it very much was in episode 173, where we heard about The Lord and His Man, one of my favourites, and a heart-pounding thriller in which Lance and Blade struggle through the judgment of their era to find passionate, passionate sex, and also love. But mostly sex. And a new novel is out by self-published romance maven and online bestseller Dancy Lagarde. The Lord and His Man is the 43rd in Lagarde's Manly Men and the Men Who Love Them series of historical homoerotic detective romance thrillers with a supernatural twist. Lance is a lord, negotiating the heterosexual pressures of the Regency marriage mart with the help of his plucky valet, Blade, a muscular man of lowly birth and mighty thews, whom Lance impulsively hired when Blade highwaymaned him in the moors one stormy night. As Blade lavishes tender attention on the arrangement of his master's cravat each day, their eyes meet lingeringly, but both are held back by the fear that their love is not reciprocated. Both must constantly adjust uncomfortable erections that each attributes to various buxom women in a comedy of errors and throbbing lust. It's not until Blake's dark past returns to haunt him in the form of the helpful ghost of an ex-highwayman ex-lover while he is helping Lord Lance bathe his creamy pecs in an anachronistic bath scene that Lance realizes he has a chance with the gentle beefcake valet who just fainted onto his erection. On Wednesday's episode number 288, Flapjack Lumberjack Alison Spittle had some very wild wildlife news to share. And as you'd expect, Wednesday's episode contained some untamed Alice Fraser contributions.
Also, I've opened up a wildlife park with a safari place, but with tapeworms and their natural habitats. People have been quite disgusted by the natural habitat of the tapeworm, and it's very hard to get a car into that environment as well. So I do need to think quick. I'm on about butts, Alice. And that's where I'm putting the cuttlefish as well. Sorry.
I love this big pig in the city Animal Farm crossover that you've got going.
Yeah, it really did. It made the government quite militant that lots of animals are people and they get voting rights. It is strange though, because now that the former animals are now people, the government has made it illegal for them to be naked. So we have to put all of the animals into suits. And they need to get a job.
On Thursday's episode number 289, celebrity Andrew Zaltzman came in full of good cheer as he brightened up our lives with an abundance of good news. Naturally, the episode also featured some very cheering Alice Fraser jokes.
Scientists have discovered that flowers are immune to COVID. No one knows why. It could be something to do with petals. So it could be that instead of wearing face masks, we start wearing petals by the end of the year, just like giant artificial petals. We don't know if there's a causal link between the virus not affecting flowers and it being petals. But, you know, why not give it a go? The first vegan-friendly chicken is apparently less than 5 years away. The bird has been created in a laboratory using the DNA of lettuce blended with an egg. It will grow in the ground and then on hatching will be programmed to roost in the vegetable patch until it's ready to voluntarily roast itself, thus removing any ethical issues from chicken eating. So that's exciting. I'd say that's it. Wouldn't you say that's exciting news?
That's incredibly exciting news. I'm so pleased that they worked through the glitch that had the chicken lettuce hybrids just scream in agonized pain until they self-combusted. So I'm glad they've moved through that.
Yeah. Well, you know, these things take time.
And to wrap up the week, a deepfake of bajillionaire and tech entrepreneur Josh Gondelman, played by Dwayne The Rock Johnson in disguise as Josh Gondelman, joined the show to teach us about deepfake technology's capacity to disrupt the digital landscape. Needless to say, this episode also included some extremely fake Alice Fraser jokes.
Deepfake technology is incredibly important, and why wouldn't we plow ahead with it? I believe that all progress is good progress. After all, progress, the word, is short for pretty much no regrets. I have a social network now. Because there's so much catfishing and so much fraud on other social networks, I've developed a social network. It's basically Facebook that's all deep fakes. And it's called, intuitively, I imagine you can guess, DeepBook. Now, the more obvious potential for evil a technology has, the smaller the potential for misuse. Think about it. That's the great thing with deepfakes. We know exactly how bad it will get. With something like the original Facebook, we couldn't anticipate how destructive it would be, how much it would muddle democracy and allow white supremacist groups to spread and the like. But when you invent a technology that is built to harm, you can anticipate exactly how much harm it will cause. Let's say you invented murder lasers, which you can't because I own the patent. And I, of course, meaning Dwayne The Rock Johnson, actually, in this context. You know what can happen. murder with lasers and lots of it. And that's a very clean concept, right? Mm. When the worst case scenario is right on the surface, it puts my mind at ease. Yes, people are going to steal identities and ruin reputations and commit frauds, but they'll be doing it on my ad-supported social network, DeepBook.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
And finally, as a thank you for the heartfelt retrospective earlier in the week, self-published romance maven Dancy Lagarde has penned another novel just for Last Post listeners. This sneak peek advertisement of Athenian pirate sexy vampire scoundrel adventure is your exclusive bonus content for today.
Athenian pirate sexy vampire scoundrel adventure is a new installment out from Dancy Lagarde in his Dark Hearts of History supernatural romance dodecahilogy. Strap in for another tits-out, flap-frenzying adventure by the heart-pounding author of such novels as A Werewolf in My Sex Dungeon, Vampires of the Road Safety Department, and A Ghoul of My Own. Athenian Pirate Sexy Vampire Scoundrel Adventure is an exciting combination of action, adventure, magic, mystery, treasure hunting, seafaring, dangerous intrigue, humour and steamy romance, with an exotic ancient Greek setting and enough fabulous characters to get your toga in a twist, if you know what I mean. Sexy, shameless vampire pirate scoundrel hero Melosthenes loves the ladies. As a pirate vampire secret agent for the Teeth of the Amphitheatre, a secret society dedicated to protecting the world's sources of Greek mythology from the evil Furies, his primary duty is always to the mission. But if it's all in a day's work, the success of an operation should happen to involve getting under a woman's skirt, well, that's just blood and gravy. The notorious ladies' man slash vampire slash pirate slash theatre critic has always been able to keep things carefree, easy and aloof when it comes to the women he's attracted to, but then again, he's never encountered a woman like Maria. This womanizing adventurer finally meets his match in an intelligent, spirited nun and finds himself strangely and completely captivated by her. It's too bad that she's the daughter of a top member of the Teeth's sworn enemy, the Furies. Now it's up to Melosthenes and some of his teeth allies to convince expert linguist Maria to help them translate an ancient dialect in order to find something hidden somewhere in the Greek Isles before the Furies use it for their evil aims. But Melosthenes and Maria have an explosive attraction and magnetic chemistry that turns into a wildly passionate affair in the midst of exploration and danger. There's also a great side romance between quirky secondary characters, Witch Athena and sea captain slash half-merman Callus with his one fish leg, whose constant bickering marks an underlying attraction. If you like romance with lots of action, adventure, humour, steamy love scenes, a smart plucky heroine, and a to-die-for vampire pirate scoundrel hero with a heart of gold, then don't miss this highly enjoyable read. Available at all bad bookstores, newsagents, and airports.
And thank you for listening to this roundup episode of The Last Post. If you've not already done so, then please subscribe to the feed, tell your friend, buy some merch, and if you'd like to listen to more from these wonderful guests, then there's nothing stopping you. They're all right there in the feed, all ready for your ears, mind and heart. The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and the Bugle Podcast's production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at @alliterative on Instagram and Twitter. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Find me also at patreon.com/AliceFraser to support my work. And for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life, you can subscribe there for free downloads of all my specials, ticket giveaways, and all of the latest news from everything Alice Fraser in this dimension. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His sidekick and hench thug, the iron fist to his velvet glove, is the inimitable Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher. Use your Sunday restfully or usefully, and I'll talk to you again on Monday.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.